Simon & Schuster Audio presents Prince of Fortune, written by Lisa Tereno, read by Raphael Corkill and James Manier. Chapter 1. If Lord Aubrey Ainslie had known when he tied his cravat that the evening he was dressing for was going to change the course of his life, he probably would have picked a more complicated knot. This is not to say that his cravat looked sloppy. His cravat had never looked sloppy in his life, and he had been even more careful than usual about his appearance tonight, since he was about to visit Tolstom Palace for the first time and was just about bursting over it. But being only 16 and the fourth son of a mere country baronet with a courtesy title, it hadn't occurred to him that his actions might affect his country's future. "It'll be the prince's turn next, I dare say," he heard his aunt saying from the landing. They were staying in her townhouse for the visit. Like almost everyone in the Sabrisian capital, she adored gossiping about high society. Aubrey had cracked the door of his bedchamber open in the hopes of hearing something worth listening to. "He's the oldest unmarried royal, now that his cousin Charlotte is spoken for. I still can't believe the king managed to persuade you to come to El Medan for this ball he's hosting for the engagement, though, John. We all know how little love you have for visiting the capital. Or anywhere." "Yes, well..." Aubrey's father, Lord John Ainslie, pitched his voice sardonically light as usual. "His letter was too pathetic. Boo-hoo, it's going to be so boring. Everybody is going to have to be on their best behavior so as not to offend those snooty Hasbrennans. I told him to just get drunk, but he said he can't because he's the king, so all his friends had to come and save him." His father was leaving out the best part as far as Aubrey was concerned, because the king had asked after him especially. Aubrey had memorized that bit of the letter. "Surely your youngest is ready to be out in society. He and Edmund should finally meet. Do make sure to bring him, old bean. The poor lad must be sick of the countryside by now."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?